Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a blessing. Got a great staff around me through the years, really good, great players around me, and can't do this job by yourself. Extremely grateful. Grateful to the fans, too, because a lot of those wins have happened at home. So they played a big part in it.
Sean McDermott, postgame, his 90th win as head coach of the Bills. Asked about that. Bills moved to 4-0. Back here today to talk about it on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday reaction show on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I said hi to the bullpen on the way out of the break, and there's a few names I missed, and I wasn't trying to do that. I just didn't see you. But JT, I got you, buddy. I see you. And go Bills, and Tyron, and Phillip, and everybody. Mike B, Seabass. So there you go. Tony. I could go through it for days, but I got to take phone calls. So you guys keep doing what you're doing, and we'll keep the show rolling here with Mike in Maryland. Hi, Mike. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Happy Victory Monday. Wanted to talk about Colt Bishop. I've been waiting for this guy. It's been a year and a half, right?
Yeah, I think everybody has. I think the Bills have.
Yeah, drafted out of Utah, I think. Never saw him in college. Read about how athletic this guy was. I think he had like a 9.4 out of 10 in PFF rating in terms of athleticism. And, man, did he show up yesterday right in front of us. We were at the game, me and my buddies.
Yeah.
He goes up like Dennis Rodman on maybe the most important play of the game.
Yep.
To keep them from scoring and double dipping and going ahead by a touchdown or more after they double dipped, and he comes down with the biggest play of the game. Incredible.
Yeah, it was right in front of me too. I was literally standing right there at the pylon, and I had no idea he was there, and then all of a sudden he just came out of nowhere. And for him to read the play, that's the other thing about this, Mike. It wasn't just the athletic play he made. Yes, that was part of it. It was he made a play where he read it and then saw it and trusted it, and that's the confidence he's gaining by getting the reps that Sean McDermott said he needed to get. So great play by Colt Bishop all around. I agree with you. That was the play of the game that really kind of helped the Bills kind of stay where they were score-wise and not go, double dip, like you said, for New Orleans, and then allow themselves a little room in the second half as the game went on. Steve in Virginia. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Sal. How you doing today?
Good, buddy.
Hey, to kind of piggyback off of what previous caller said before the break, the teams that we've last faced, the Dolphins and Saints, they're both winless. So you can tell both teams were hungry. It's like, they're trying hard to get that first win. So I'm not worried about that. I mean, we basically got, the Saints and the Dolphins best shots, and we still came out with the win by more than, double digits. So.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be mad at that, right? The result. I think the issue is that, you don't want to be results-based, and we say that all the time, but in the NFL, that's all that matters at the end of the day because that's what determines your record. No one puts an asterisk if you didn't play well over a win. But when you play a certain way and it's not up to your own standard, then that's when people get concerned. And I think the standard has been set so high and the bar has been set so high here in Buffalo. And the fact they haven't won a Super Bowl because of some of these standards not being met in those critical games getting to a Super Bowl, that's what people get concerned about. I get it. But the playoffs don't start tomorrow, as someone said in the bullpen. Thank you. That's right. They don't. You didn't play Kansas City yesterday. You played New Orleans. That was the game that you played to beat them. And guess what? They played a good enough game to beat them. And I think better than people realize numbers-wise. It just didn't feel like it. It didn't flow like it. Again, numbers-wise, 4.6 yards a play, less than 200 yards of offense. Defense did a good job. 3 of 15 on third down for New Orleans. But, yeah, gave up a lot of yards on the ground. Don't want to see that. Spencer Rattler, with his legs, hurt the Bills. That was an issue yesterday. Something that needs to be cleaned up. Offensively, too many penalties. Both sides of the ball, but especially on offense, when they had drives they were trying to sustain, they kept knocking them back. Too many sacks. Pass protection was not good. At the end of the day, Josh made a couple critical plays. James Cook ran the ball very well in the second half, and they score 31. And they get a double-digit win. Didn't even cover the spread, but that was a pretty damn high spread. 16.5. Mike in PA, what's going on, Mike?
Hey, Sal, how are you?
Good, bud.
Yeah, you know, I'm not too concerned with the defense and giving up the yards because they're going to get new pieces intertwined in there. But I am concerned about this passing offense. I really am. I mean, I like the innovation that they're doing. They're doing three tight ends. They're running with James Cook. They're relying a lot. I want to see what this offense looks like without James Cook. God forbid him go down. What are we talking about then? Can they spread teams out? They're going to have to do it at some point.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to see what the offense looks like without James Cook. You know what I mean? I hear what you're saying, though. I do. I would say there's a point to be made here that, you know, they're very reliant on James Cook this year, whereas in the past few years, they've kind of had a little bit more of a committee. He's been the guy, but you could bring Ray Davis in. You could bring Ty Johnson in, and those guys really had a role. And I don't know what their role is right now because it's just the James Cook show, basically.
Yeah, and he's running tremendous.
Yes.
I mean, he has an element to our offense that is top five right now from the running back position. But
yeah,
you're right. I got to see more from Ray Davis, Ty Johnson, because it's a physical game. Injuries pop up. And how does our offense morph? But, I mean, I know we have a huge cannon at quarterback. Why are we not going down? Do we just not have the ability to do it? I know they're playing double safeties, high safeties. I get that. You got to find a way to beat it. If they're playing zone, you go in between the zones deep. There's ways to beat it. I mean,
the question is this, and your concern is right, and I get it, that you want to see it because you wonder about it. Can you do it? The question is, do you just do it to do it if they're giving you the other stuff? And Josh Allen's answer is no, that you just take the other stuff.
Yeah, and he's tremendous at it, and he's been checking down. That's the thing about Josh is he looks in total control,
yes,
similar
agreed.
To like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we're gonna lose games because he's such in command of the game, and I
yeah.
see it. It's all from start to finish. I just worry about, you know, if we're trailing, do we have enough firepower at the wide receiver position to come back? I know the tight ends are good. It's a concern because I know we're gonna have to figure it out. It's gonna you know, creep up at in a big opportune game, and we do. We all have PTSD as Bills fans because we can't win the big one when the playoffs come. It's not about the regular season. It's all about the playoffs. But yeah, I mean, that's my concern is does Gabe Davis, is he the deep threat going forward? I mean, I don't know. I just got to see something, some explosion and from the offense. That's my concern.
Yeah, you got it. And I think we'd all love to see those explosive plays. They come via the yards after catch a lot of times, like Khalil Shakir yesterday, right? And again, I mean, what you can be results-based and say, but does it matter? They're getting the yards that way as opposed to the other way. No, that's not wrong. But I think that he makes a good point, which is in a game, when you get in a game that's a close game and maybe it gets a little away from you a little bit later and you got to catch up, do you have the pieces to be able to do that? They did against the Baltimore Ravens. And let's remember, they did throw the ball downfield a little bit. Jackson Hawes made a big catch. Keon Coleman made a big catch, a couple of them, down the field. So they had it in that game. You hope you get to a point, and this goes back to your James Cook point, where you're not in that position, and you can just kind of put James Cook on the sideline, let other guys do their job, and then you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. Brent in Rochester. Hi, Brent. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
So what's up, buddy?
Hey.
Hey, quick question. Listen to the guys before you and everything, the deep threat. My question is Terrell Shavers. Well, what is – he's taking up a roster spot. He's a fast dude. Why don't we get him out there? I mean, we haven't seen him. I mean, we haven't seen him. He hasn't been used. Nothing. Like, what's going on with him?
No, he's on the field.
But.
He's on the field. I'll look at his snap counts, but he's on the field quite a bit. Let's see. Yesterday, not as much. 24%. Let me see where he was. Hold on. Let me just kind of get you. I know. I think you hung up there, though. And I was trying to help you out, pal. All right. Let me see. I'll get his snap count usage for the first 3 weeks. So I don't think it's as...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Low as you think, but maybe it's a little lower than I think. Let's see, 25 out of 75, 17. Yeah, he hasn't been on the field as much as I thought. They're using him more, 25% total. They're using him more as a blocker and a guy that every once in a while can, you know, come up with a play. But look, I mean, it's not as easy as just you're fast, run down the field. And he's got some speed. He's not a burner necessarily. I think Elijah Moore would be more that guy, but they use him in the role they kind of used Mac Hollins in last year, but throwing him the ball less. So I don't know if Tyrell Shavers is. Hey, if you're going to make a point about the lack of deep threat explosion on the Bills, yeah. I just don't think Tyrell Shavers is the guy that you should be pointing to try and get that from. Matt is up next here on WGR. What's up, Matt?
Hey, pal. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, and so I'm excited. But before I get to my question, I want to compliment you because we are a passionate fan base, obviously. When I listen to other talk shows, they're kind of nasty when they argue with the fans, and you're always good to us. So I really appreciate that about you.
I have my moments that I regret, but I appreciate that. I try to do my best. Thank you.
You make us feel good, even on bad days. So the one question I wanted to ask, I already touched on it, but one is Ray Davis.
Yep.
Do you read anything into the fact that they don't even really seem to be trying him other than the fact that James Cook is awesome? And then the second question I wanted to ask you was, which AFC team scares you the most right now? Because it changes for me every week. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
Yeah, you got it, Matt. First of all, I would like to see more from Ray, but I look at both of him and Ty Johnson not on the field as much as we saw last year, not being used as much. And I wonder if it truly is more of a product of James is cooking, pun intended. I mean, he really is. He's so good. And these are close games and they need him. And they're using James Cook so much that you're not seeing Ray Davis now. When he's on the field, it hasn't been as productive. I get that. And that's what you'd like to see more of. When he is on the field, you'd like to see more production. Even Ty Johnson. Ty Johnson just has not been as involved, right? And he's a guy that third down back, and we see him on the field, but not getting the touches. And so I want to be careful, Matt, of making this a Ray Davis and Ty Johnson point, because I think it might be a James Cook point, as you brought it up. You know what I mean? And I think that's it. But you'd certainly like to see more production. But let's hopefully this team can get a couple games where they can, you know, get some leads and get these guys in the game and feel a little bit better in what we see from them and keeping James healthy as well, because he's taken on such a load. I would still say the team that concerns me the most might be the Ravens because of the way that they're built and the matchup for the Bills, but certainly their defense has not been up to standard for them. They're very banged up right now, and let's be honest, Matt, anybody who watched the Chiefs yesterday with their offense rolling the way it was, with their receivers coming back, probably is going to tell you, as I will now, the Kansas City Chiefs are starting to be that team again.
Yeah, it's sad to say, but you're right. Thanks for that, Sal.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Thanks for the phone call. And the kind words. Lee in Buffalo. Hi, Lee. You're on WGR.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I have a couple questions. Well, questions or comments. It's like today. I heard it a little bit today. Bills fans, I'm a diehard Bills fan, but I'm getting annoyed when people expect the Bills to blow out the Dolphins, to blow out the Saints. Now there's whispers at work that they expect to blow out the Patriots. And I'll tell you this right now. I'm not a big fan of sitting there saying you got to blow somebody out. A win is a win. And if anybody knows, Mike Vrabel knows, this game Sunday is going to be a dogfight because Mike Vrabel knows he was on the other side when the Bills were trying so hard to beat Tom Brady and them. Now teams are coming after us because they know we're good. So you're going to get someone's best every single Sunday because the Bills are at the top of the league. And if anyone knows, it's Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, I would say those are fans, and fan is short for fanatic, and they're very passionate about their team, but those are people at work that you can choose to listen to or not listen to, or just tell them exactly what you told me, Lee, because I agree with you. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Thanks for call. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. And more of your phone calls on the way. We'll also get to sit up, stand down, hey, buddy, in the next hour. A lot going on here today. Lots of good calls. I really appreciate it. I said at the top of the show, I'm very curious about your mindset after that game yesterday. And I'm still very curious about your mindset because you've been bringing it today with a lot of different points and good observations from yesterday. And we'll keep that up next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.